again.
Yeah. This is kind of a fun experience. It's a new experience for you, I think. So, kind of excited. You know, I read in the press notes something really poignant and kind of, I want to ask you about it. You mentioned that your mom was a journalist, and that kind of was a little bit of an influence in wanting to tell Ms. Colvin's story and get it on screen. Can you tell me a bit about how personal this project has been for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's personal on many different levels. You know, as you mentioned, you know, my mother was a journalist in the world that I grew up around and inspired by. Obviously, I started making documentaries after college. I sort of stumbled into it, and you know, in the documentaries that I made, I've been taken to, you know, dangerous places and conflict zones, and been in, you know, plenty of sketchy situations, from shootouts to meth labs to torture chambers to, you know, all sorts of situations. And I felt that same, you know, perverse draw to cover these areas, but also, you know, the complicated thoughts that happen when you get home. And so when I first heard about the possibility of directing this film, you know, I knew of Marie, but I didn't know her personally, but I felt a huge amount of empathy for what she experienced. And also, she, like me, has tried, or more so I'd say me, like her, I've tried to, at least in my film, take these, you know, very complex topics and humanize them. And obviously, that's what she was famous for, and did it for, you know, 3 decades or so, and accomplished all around the world. And so, it's a very personal film for me.
Was it? What was the experience of having Rosamund get so excited for this role? She's such a fantastic actress, and in particular, I watched her in Hostels, and I was blown away by her powerful performance. What was it like for her to? She seemed to really want this role.
Yeah, I mean, she sort of came at the role almost as if, you know, Marie was coming after an article. She really wanted to play her. She, when we first met, and she came to screen in my last documentary, City of Ghosts, and I, you know, the intelligence and knowledge of this person that she already had at an early stage, even before she had the role, was astounding. And then, you know, after we met the next morning, you know, she wrote me this essay of Who is Marie Colvin, and it was just incredible to read. And it was so clear that you know, I had my Marie, and then she and I went on this journey together of researching her and reading everything we could and forging relationships with her friends and colleagues, in an effort to try to create as authentic a real portrayal as we could, both of her and obviously from my point of view of the war zones that she visited.
How much fun was it being able to recreate those war zones, but all do it in one country in beautiful Jordan, and also have the great Bob Richardson kind of help sculpt the shot with you? That must have been so much fun.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I don't know if fun is the word I use per se. You know, it was an incredibly, you know, emotional and intense environment. But it, you know, I was unbelievably humbled to be able to work with Bob and so many of the talented crew members that I you know, had on the film. And you know, Bob is a legend, someone that I've looked up to for a long time. And ironically, I got a call when I was trying to wrap up the film from his agent saying, you know, this is, you know, Bob Richardson's interested in shooting a private war. Would you be interested in talking with him? And I thought it was a frank call. and it wasn't. but he's obviously shot with, you know, some of the biggest directors around, and, you know, made Salvador and Platoon and Bonaparte the Dry, you know, some of the greatest war films of all time. But he started out shooting dots, and so it was really exciting. He's a full doc nerd, so, you know, it was so exciting to be able to explore that language with him. And, you know, we sent dozens and dozens of films back and forth to each other and hundreds of reference images and really tried to create a language that we felt was visceral and unique to Marie's experience.
How amazing was it to have a person like Paul, the real Paul Conroy, be involved in the project? I know in the press notes he tried to give Jamie some real personal things, like the flap jacket that he wears is his, and then he gave the actual Marie's actual cigarette lighter. What did it have kind of impact to have someone like him? Obviously, you know, it must have been something really special on set to have him there to kind of give the reality of what him and Marie had gone through.
Yeah, I mean, he was a huge inspiration. Obviously, Jamie Dornan, who was playing him, to Rosman, to me, and to really everyone on set, as a living, breathing reminder of why we were making this movie. And, you know, he gave us so much of his soul and his heart and his mind to help us make this, you know, as truthful a portrait as we could of Marie and the places where she went. And, you know, I owe so much to Paul. He's a wonderful man and a funny guy as well. So he's a good person to cheer you up on a, you know, it's otherwise quite a stressful environment. And obviously, that's part of what, you know, Marie was gone to and when, you know, combining forces. You know, she rifled through photographers throughout her career. No one could really hang with her. And she found a kindred spirit in Paul. You know, they both were, had an amazing sense of humor. Obviously, kindred spirits and the belief in the importance of telling stories like this, despite the danger. And, yeah, I can't say enough about him.
I love in the film that we get to see some of the great moments in her life, that obviously were scaring herring, but for instance, when she met Gaddafi, what was it like recreating that scene and also working with a great actor like Rod Rawi, who I love him in Tyrant, and I think he's great in this film. How did you work around recreating some of these really important moments in Marie's world and Marie's life?
So, can you hold on just 1 second?
Yeah, of course.